got, first of all, a fantastic concert to kick off our celebrations. It's the Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra playing at 4 p.m. And it'll be preceded by some proclamations and some music from local folks. And we'll be dedicating our long-awaited bicentennial clock. It's been 200 years in Richmond has been in existence, but people have been working to make this clock happen for at least 20 years. We've got a gal who's going to be, she's going to help us dedicate the clock. She has experienced over half of those 200 years that we're celebrating. We've got Margaret Fulton. She's 101, going to be 102 in October. She's going to help us dedicate the clock. So a lot of people in New Richmond excited about this.
Tell me a little bit about the history of New Richmond.
It was founded by a fellow by the name of Jacob Light, who was a Revolutionary War veteran. He had originally came to the Cincinnati area and settled in Columbia, Tusculum, around the mid-1790s. He and his family supplied Fort Washington with gunpowder. And he platted the town in 1814, and so we were established on September 22nd, 1814, and that's the actual date that we're celebrating.
The celebration carries on through September. You've got a special event on the 4th of July. What else is coming up for the rest of the summer?
Our next large event takes the entire week of the 4th of July, July 1st through 5th. New Richmond is a proud host of a traveling troupe to Ohio Chautauqua. It's a traveling group of living historians that portray historic characters in first person, and there'll be music before the living historians perform. We're really excited about that. And then in August, our River Days, which features the annual cardboard boat regatta. And it's put on by the world's only museum devoted to cardboard boats and the racing of them. They also have a feature a Titanic Award for the most spectacular sinking. But some of the engineers of these boats have gotten so good, it's rare to even see a sinking during the race. But it's great fun, and we'll have anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people along our riverbank enjoying the craziness of the cardboard boat regatta. Since it is our bicentennial year, and I mentioned earlier that September 22nd is the actual day that the village was chartered, we're billing it as the Bicentennial Big Bash. So we're going to have Tom Sawyerville, where we're going to recreate the little river town with Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and Becky Thatcher-related events. They're also planning pumpkin chucking. We're going to have trebuchets where we'll be chunking pumpkins into the Ohio River. We've got tentative Coast Guard approval, but we're crossing our fingers that we get final approval, and that's going to happen. But that's going to be a lot of fun and quite a spectacle. It's going to be a fun with a heavy dose of the village history placed into it. We're all looking forward to it. The whole village is excited.
You can find out how to get more information about the New Richmond Bicentennial Celebration on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Greg Roberts, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.